Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay! Here we are again, everybody. Happy Monday, or wherever you are in the world listening. This is Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. I'm Jenny Sanders, Dr. Dean's co-host extraordinaire, if I don't mind saying so myself. But Dr. Dean is the doctor extraordinaire, and I really don't mind saying that at all, because she has been at this for a very long time, consistent in all of her words, her ideas, her thoughts, and her energy being put forth toward you tonight to let you know what she knows about natural health, which is a lot. And that's really where you want to be today, is natural health strategies, because the entire United States of America and many of our compatriot countries are flooded with garbage, toxins in our water, toxins in our food, toxins in our medicine, toxins in our home, toxins in our media. And we are being just in an onslaught. And yet here we are, healthy, vibrant, alive, happy, enthused, ready for life. And how did that happen? Well, it's because we all follow Dr. Dean's very sage advice. So she's going to share that with you tonight. We've got all kinds of information, books. She's going to rant. We're going to talk about medical topics. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. Her medical opinion, of course. Get information from our customers. Be sure to like the live and be sure to put your questions in the chat, and Dr. Dean will answer them right now, tonight. Yes, you won't wait weeks. She will answer, and it won't be AI. It'll be us live, all of us live. All right, Dr. Dean, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, can you imagine me being AI? No. It just is so amazing what I see now. You know, these people that have run on sentences, bloggers, I mean, they may be human, but they are getting their words from AI, and they're running through, they give too many adjectives. They have run-on sentences. They're always making stupid analogies and comparisons and getting you all off track. It is rampant, and it's reducing us all to this lowest common denominator of just crap. Mm. So I'm not keen at all.
Yeah.
I talked to Super Grok. Super Grok, give me a reference for this blah, blah, blah. And they find it. I don't have to search and search and search. I mean, I think it's amazing, because when I was in med school, I had to go to the library, the right. med school library, to find anything. It was hazardous. So we can use it, but please don't get dependent on Grok. And don't think that what's out there is true or good for you or normal. Dispute everything. Don't trust anything that you hear or see. Accept what you hear or see here, because I sit here, and if you chat in and say, well, I don't agree, or what do you think of this, I will tell you on the spot, because I've been at this for so long, and I just see the de-evolution of natural health information and the commercialization of the alternative health movement. And I don't like it. And we stay stalwart in our focus on helping people stay healthy and happy. And Jenny, that's not even my rant.
That oh, my gosh. Okay, good.
So here's my rant.
Okay.
I hang out at our farm store most mornings for a couple of hours, and I'm meeting people who they'll see my recipe book, and then they'll do a double take when they see me in my ball cap and shorts. And we get talking about my formulas, especially about magnesium and vitamin C. And I've met several flight attendants. They, I guess, are billeted in the nearby hotels. So they come by, they go upstairs for the coffee shop, and then they bump into our store downstairs. So with the flight attendants, stressful job, horrible stressful, low oxygen in the plane, ionizing radiation at high altitudes, complaining passengers, they're sleeping in hotels and motels all the time. So I talked to them about the Maui Reset Study Bundle, because they need more than just magnesium. They need the whole package. And, you know, when I tell them it's only $250 for seven formulas that last 4 to 6 weeks, they're very excited. But then, this was quite interesting. There was a couple who are health practitioners. So he told me about his stomach upset. And I very quickly asked when he took his last antibiotics. His eyes grew wide when he realized that he had taken them a few months ago for prostatitis, which was when his stomach started to bother him. Prostatitis is yeast overgrowth itself, and then antibiotics killed off his intestinal bacteria and allowed yeast to take over. He mentioned a few more symptoms and said he was taking injectable peptides. There you go. Health practitioner, doesn't know anything about yeast overgrowth, taking symptomatic treatment with injectable, expensive, and who knows if they're safe, peptides. So I gave them a half hour lecture on magnesium and vitamin C. Oh no, they didn't know that humans don't make their own vitamin C. And I said, you know, if we ignore these basic building blocks, we end up with magnesium deficiency symptoms and scurvy, you know, their eyes popped open at scurvy, and we go searching for symptom relief in things like peptides. So we're at this stage. I mean, Ginny brought it up. We're at a really crazy stage where allopathic medicine and alternative medicine are ignoring the basic nutrients. The public and even practitioners are getting clickbaited into the peptide craze or the methylene blue or the MSM. And I'm watching our little buddy Nick Norwich, the MD, PhD. He's getting seduced. I'm sure he has yeast overgrowth from having had inflammatory bowel disease when he was in university. And he's a big workout guy, always showing off his abs. So he likely has magnesium deficiency, sweating out his minerals. And he says he's a terrible sleeper. And the last podcast I heard, he was talking about anxiety when he travels. So since when is anxiety normal for a young person? He's magnesium deficient and B vitamin deficient. So, you know, there's no wrapping this up. Actually, it's pretty bad. I wrote Death by Modern Medicine. You can still pick up them. It was probably, gosh, was it the 2017 edition that's online, but it's only gotten worse. It's on Amazon. So if you follow any media at all lately, you know that you can't trust anything or anybody. That's how I started off. You have to trust yourself. Back in 2014, when we first started RNA Reset, we were talking about all the medical conditions that could be treated with our dietary supplements. All our customer service people were and still are taking our formulas, and they're passing on, or they were passing on this life-saving information. Customers came who were suffering and they wanted relief, so they didn't mind the taste of Remag and Remite. They even said they would drink battery acid to feel better. And they learned how to, you know, put whatever, the stevia, the juice, whatever, in to get the taste right, or our vitamin C berry powder. So most of our customers have stuck with us, but then comes the FDA, who says only drugs can treat disease. And they told, they told us up front personally, if we say our supplements can treat disease, we will shut you down. And they did their best to shut us down because we couldn't even put testimonials on our website. So we're out there now flailing in the wind with all the clickbaiters and the charlatans who don't have effective solutions. People who stumble on our minerals take one swig and demand a refund because of the taste. So after 50 years of doing all this, maybe 55, the Maui Reset Study proved that we are the answer to longevity. It's not a disease, so we can talk all day and night about longevity. So I'm calling on anyone who's listening to this podcast, who's following my work, reading my books at our free member website, to become barefoot doctors. I learned about this concept when I was studying Chinese medicine in Manhattan in the early 90s. So if someone says they have heart symptoms, if someone says they have gut problems or anemia or fatigue or anxiety, you have to tell them about magnesium, about yeast overgrowth, about vitamin C. Tell them to come to our websites. We've got our magnesium, the missing link to total health, up on Amazon. The vitamin C book that we'll talk about in a minute, it's up on, it's a Kindle on Amazon for the princely sum of 99 cents. And what we want you to do is earn a commission for getting people on the formulas so you can get all healthy and benefit financially and basically keep our company moving forward. We have to work together because everything is clickbaited and commercialized with things that are not the solution. Over to you, Ginny. What do you have to add?
Hey. Well, I love that whole rant. That was fantastic. YouTube is having a little bit of a broadcast problem tonight. It seems like it's buffering quite a bit. If you want to join us on X, we are welcoming you over to X. Just go to the link that Melody Rose has posted here. Carolyn, I wanted to remind you that Death by Modern Medicine is on your website. Because we redid it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Death by Modern Medicine, if you're interested in reading Carolyn's information about that whole system that she just spoke of, and it's updated with new information, you can go to drcarolyndean.com. Become a member, and you can download the copy for free. It's the full copy of the revised version of the book. So it's wonderful. And they're still doing the timing out of the, YouTube. So we're going to upload a fresh version of this show for you because we're not having problems on other platforms. And then you'll be able to replay it again if you get stuck and frustrated with watching it time out all the time. Somebody said, we're having a coronal mass event, Carolyn, some kind of sun attack or something. So who knows what's happening energetically, but we'll press on. All right, Carolyn, let me just ask you this quick question. David Stevenson is asking about the vitamin C protocol. Maybe you'd like to talk about that. The new heart product is what he's talking about. But maybe you'd like to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Now, what made me do the vitamin C book, Ginny? I guess it was, we have two vitamin C products. And it was during the epidemic that we invited a group of vitamin C doctors on the show, and they were using intravenous vitamin C. Up to that point, I always thought, well, maybe we need food-based vitamin C. But then we had those doctors on. They've used hundreds of thousands of grams of intravenous vitamin C on people and had miraculous results. And then when I went back and looked at Linus Pauling's work, he wasn't just using vitamin C for the common cold. He was treating heart, well, not treating because he was a PhD, but doing research on heart disease and had a heart protocol. So what the heart protocol scenario talks about is if you don't have enough vitamin C, and humans don't make vitamin C, we depend on our food and supplements. So we along with apes and guinea pigs are the only animals that don't make their own vitamin C. Comparatively by weight, we should be taking 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C a day. That's 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams. And what vitamin C does, it's an antioxidant, it supports the immune system and all the rest of it, but it also makes collagen. Collagen makes blood vessels. If your collagen is weak, your blood vessels and every other connective tissue in your body actually is weakened. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, where these are the gymnasts that can, you know, turn themselves inside out. They've got this genetic condition where they don't make proper collagen, and all their connective tissue and arteries and everything are weakened. In blood vessels, especially at what we call a bifurcation, it can stretch a bit and get weak and tear. A torn blood vessel will attract cholesterol. Cholesterol would be like a Band-Aid. And if you have relatively more calcium than magnesium in your blood, and most people do, calcium will precipitate on that cholesterol and cause a plaque. And then there's information that he talked about as well. Proline and lysine amino acids are, especially proline, becomes elevated if you don't have enough vitamin C, and then proline adds to this cholesterol plaque problem. But it's kind of complex. You really, you know, should get the book, the 99-cent book, and check it out. Because it's so vital. How many people are dying of heart disease and don't realize that they need vitamin C? I focused for many years on arrhythmias because I had a bad magnesium deficiency or arrhythmia. And magnesium was my deficiency, and I needed that to treat the condition. I didn't have a disease. I had a magnesium deficiency. But then when I look at the blood vessels and all the rest of it, yes, we can say magnesium keeps the blood vessels dilated. It produces nitric acid. That's a dilator. You know, you'll see people selling nitric acid capsules for their ability to reduce blood pressure or dilate the blood vessels. You turn over and you look at the ingredients, they're mostly magnesium products because magnesium is what stimulates nitric acid production. Yet I make a big deal of every supplement that comes along. I'll look up, well, what does that have to do with magnesium? And usually magnesium is a building block for it, or it's necessary for it. So I would rather take an inexpensive building block than some of these very expensive clickbaited products. So that's enough of that, Ginny.
Okay. The follow-up question is about the products, actually. So let me just say that the Vitamin C Reset product is being paired with the vitamin, with the proline and lysine product that we'll have out here in the next couple weeks. Robin's asking, is there a lysine and proline supplement in the works? So that's the answer. Yes, there is. And you'll be able to add it to the vitamin C reset powder.
And we just need to do that because The reason why I never meant to get into the dietary supplement business. I left it quite late in my life to do that. I'd been asked for decades to be part of some sort of supplement company, and I never wanted to because I didn't trust anything. And the reason why we're putting out the proline lysine is so it won't be whatever GMO or synthetically produced or whatever they do to make things cheap. So that's why we're putting it out. And it's not like we can make big advertisements and tell you we're going to treat a disease because the FDA won't let us do that. So we're, you know, this type of discussion, this will be locked behind our member site after we do the broadcast. Is that right, Ginny? We hide our podcast?
Yes, that is correct. So just to confirm, the vitamin C book picture that you've seen on the screen tonight is available now on Amazon as a Kindle, and Melody Rose has put the link here on the chat line. The vitamin C reset powder will be paired with proline and lysine, and that's a product that's coming out here in the next couple weeks, and you'll have that as an option. And the vitamin C book itself will be available as a PDF for download on Dr. Dean's website soon, along with the print-on-demand version that you can hold in your hands. So if you're a Kindle reader, please, you know, take advantage and look at the book right now. You can go to Amazon and get it. And if you're waiting for the PDF or the print-on-demand, that'll be out here in the next, I don't know, handful of days. So you've got all these options for yourself. Yeah, but we've been working away at it.
I know Melody Rose and Ginny wanted all my books available, and they've done yeoman's work getting them out there because we had to sort of cull all the bits that said we could help people with their health conditions because of the FDA. So what would you say? It's been a trial. It's been a lot of fun,
and it's been great to remember all of Dr. Dean's wise words and to help people reach a broader audience, because we do have to be FDA and FTC compliant, and we want to be, and so we have to really make Dr. Dean's words be available to as many people as possible. And also, a lot of our practitioners now are able to download these books and share them with their offices, and some even carry in their offices. So it's been a great labor of love, and this is her legacy library, really, honestly. So it'll be here forever and ever in perpetuity, and not another word will have to be changed for any reason or any circumstance at any time in any dimension ever again.
Unless I get in there and start editing and adding and, oh, we have to update. Okay. So what's next? Any more questions?
I think the questions are, let's see, ding, 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 ding. Now, everybody's trying to sort out their YouTube experience. That's the big thing on the chat line right now. It's timing out. People are frustrated. But it's not on Facebook Live tonight either, because Facebook wouldn't let us on. So there seems to be a communication problem in various online circles. We recommend that you go to X if you don't have an X account. You may just be able to watch it there anyway without an account. I don't know their policy. And if not, we will download the original version tonight and upload it to YouTube so you'll see it uninterrupted and you'll be able to enjoy the full import of it. Okay?
Yeah. It's likely sunspot activity, because all day yesterday I was having trouble keeping my link to online. So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So,
we will press on. Here's another question. I was wondering what Dr. Dean might recommend for my husband, who has a thickening of the bladder wall. He experiences some incontinence at night. He is already taking a low dose of Remag.
Right. Yeah, bladders are interesting. If there are people who They don't, either they don't feel the call to nature or they ignore it. And then it happens that the bladder will either stretch or get irritated and thicken. I don't know if there's a disease condition about thickening of the bladder wall, but yeah, it can affect the opening to the urethra and cause symptoms. But it's hard to say what to do there. Perhaps vitamin C to help the connective tissue part of the bladder wall to make it healthier. I really don't know, because the thickening, it makes you think of fibrosis, where the fibrous tissues just kind of scar up. I'm just rambling along here, but you know, I would just take vitamin C, maybe more magnesium, and see if you can start healing.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. And one of the things you always recognize and talk about, Carolyn, is that we don't treat symptoms, we treat cells. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the cells for all the different tissues, like 11 organ systems, they all come from the same. I mean, think about it. We've got a male gamete and a female gamete that meet and become a human. So our cells are all come from the same ground, the same stem cells. And all what we say is, if you can take the essential fats to make strong cell membranes, and if you can take your magnesium to make your energy, and then your other minerals, when your RNA and DNA start making protein structures, you have your amino acids, and everything works together. And we need the vitamin C to make the collagen, as I said, the minerals to make the bones and our basic structure. So it's very difficult when I see people with mineral and vitamin deficiency symptoms who just say, well, maybe I need a drug. Maybe I have to suppress these symptoms. It's very frustrating, because we should have learned in medical school that you have to build the body with the right building blocks. We never learned that.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, we press on.
Okay, yeah, we haven't gotten far, have we? Okay. So, blog time. So, it's a couple of blogs. Let me get rid of my mail. I don't know why it popped up. And we do two blogs a week, and I try not to talk too long about them. The first blog, I don't know if we've got a slide for the Dean Diary blog number 3. I'll quickly go over that. I've been at this for about 55 years. So when the Maui Reset Study came out, I guess it was Ginny who said, well, you know, you've been talking about this stuff forever. Let's look at your chronological history and let people know that you've been talking about this forever. So we're on the third of maybe a dozen blogs. And this is me in medical school. It's me putting up nude male slides in a lecture theater on day 4 of my first year. Because on day 2, the clinician who was giving us our orientation, he had nude female slides all through his presentation. It was ridiculous. So I put up nude male slides, and overnight the school they shifted all the nude female slides that apparently were peppered throughout the whole medical school came down, and they looked at the females in our class of 100 who they'd only used to have 20 out of 100 females. Our class in 1975 had 33 females, and we took over. Another student and I, we started an ethics club because they didn't have an ethics course. I mean, there were 19-year-olds who'd done 2 years of university and gotten into med school who were going to be faced with life and death situations, and we didn't have an ethics course. And I ended up in my clerkship from Halifax, Nova Scotia, ended up at McMaster University that was supposed to be turned off. You know, that call, it's the CDC calling me on a survey, and I've hung up on them 4 times. So the clerkship up in Hamilton, Ontario, so that Bob could be near Marshall McLuhan in Toronto, that was really exciting. I had a very interesting clerkship, learned a lot. And then I had 2 months. I had an elective month and a vacation month during that clerkship. And we went to Los Angeles, and I did an apprenticeship at the pain control clinic at UCLA, the first of its kind. So pretty exciting. I mean, it's fun for me to go over it, over my chronology. So read that at drcarolindean.com. And then the blog for the week is on water. And the reason that plain water isn't enough. And you'll all know that I'm telling people to take Remag and Remite as electrolytes that are really necessary for replacing the minerals that are lost when you sweat, when you're stressed, when you work out. So we tell people to do sea salt in the water, 1/4 teaspoon per liter of a good filtered water, Remag and Remite. It's so bad, actually, that in the military and with athletes who work out a lot, they can take their sweat-soaked t-shirts, hang them up, but then when they remove them from the line, they're hard as boards with all the minerals that they're losing. And for the taste of the of your drinking solution, that's the vitamin C reset berry powder. I also can use some Zevia, Z-E-V-I-A, soda, and Pellegrino. So there's no excuse for these minerals to not taste good. And there's a long article, lots of good information you can share, but I'm going to leave it at that. And I'll just go through a couple of reviews before going back to Ginny. Actually, we had a nice testimonial from an affiliate partner of ours about Remag. Jesse Gutierrez at Healthland Center. I think that's in Florida. We'll check with Ginny later. He says, clients love this stuff. So that's awesome. A review on RNA Reset. You can leave reviews there to help other people learn about the product. So Patrick said, good product. Too many people miss the benefits of magnesium. Helps sleep and relaxation. About Remag, Charles says, love the product. My leg cramps are a thing of the past. And Betty, about Pico Selenite, says, awesome product. That's our selenium product that in it, picometer size stabilized ion of selenium. She says it helped to clear my skin of psoriasis. Now, we're not allowed to talk about them helping disease, so we'll have to scrub that. So that's the reviews. You can read them yourself at rnareset.com. They're on the page with each of the different formulas. So back to you, Ginny. What have you got? Any questions or comments? Or is Healthland in Florida.
Yes, Healthland is in Florida. They're a great customer. They are a Spanish-speaking company. So they would love for you to learn Spanish, Carolyn, so you can come on to their podcast and talk to their people. I said, Greece, I don't know. We could hire a translator. But I'm not sure about that. Anna Louise said, thank you very much for your advice. They will definitely increase vitamin C for her husband. So that was great. And we press on.
Okay. So where are we going next? I keep clicking on my mail, which is not a good idea because then we get noises. I'm not going to do pros and cons of supplements, although I could all day, every day, do pros and cons. I'm not going to do helpful hacks. We're going to dive right into the articles. And there's a theme. This Ginny brought it up, but this is a theme about food. So the first one is the status of cell cultured meat regulations. So Mercola writes about this. I mean, I could have found a different article about cell cultured meat, but Mercola is definitely on our side about this whole business. Cell cultivated meat has already moved beyond the experimental stage with five products completing federal review, but it's up to the states to regulate them. Some states are banning it outright, others require special labeling, and many still don't know what to do. In March 2026, a federal appeals court ruled that Florida's ban of this meat does not conflict with federal law. So Florida, again, is leading the way. The looming possibility of dead lab meat makes it all the more important to eat minimally processed foods from certified organic and grass-fed farming systems. I know it's more expensive, but I mean, beef right now is incredibly expensive, apparently. But you won't know where your meat comes from in the future. There may be a label. I mean, they don't label GMO foods. That never got passed, but GMO foods are everywhere. So how are you going to know if the meat you're buying at the local grocery store is real or not? And it won't be till 10, 20 years down the road that they say, oops, we didn't realize that it was actually dangerous, or it's genetically engineered or modified in some way, or, you know, they will seriously put the genes of other organisms into just about anything. I mean, I was on a meeting with Ginny and Brian this morning, and Brian reminded us that in Jurassic Park, what made the whatever monster dragons or whatever they were go crazy was they put frog genes in with them. And frogs have the ability to change sexes. So that made the, I'm calling them dragons, but that made the animals, you know, very disrupted and irritable. So yes, they can put the genes of insects into whatever they want. They can do anything. We have no idea. Speaking of insects, the next study, what companies are adding crickets to their food? There was an October 2024 article from an entomology blog, the study of insects. And then I came across this other blog. Apparently, big food corporations are quietly adding crickets and other insects to meal bars, cookies, and snacks. Tyson Foods has invested in a company called Protix, a Netherlands-based insect protein startup. Cricket flour made from ground up crickets. I can see Ginny gagging right now. Ground up crickets is gaining popularity as a sustainable and what else? Nutrient dense ingredient in the food industries. Bergs, not bugs, Bergs Foods aims to normalize the idea of including insects in our daily diet by developing a delicious and nutritious burger made from crickets. As you can see, I'm not a fan. No. The Flying Food Consortium says crickets are a healthy, affordable option. The article goes on to praise the lower carbon footprint of crickets. The FDA permits the use of crickets in food under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, provided they are produced, packaged, stored, and shipped in a clean manner. That's all it takes. The Bible makes it clear we're not to be eating bugs. Let's ask Jenny, our pastor, when I get through another couple articles. The next article, Farmed Cricket Welfare Considerations, Recommendations for Improving Global Practice. Now they're worried about the welfare of the crickets. You know, we'll spray all the pesticides, we'll bomb, you know, malathion over New York to get, but now we're worried about cricket welfare. I just don't, it's unfathomable. We have essentially gone crazy. So I mentioned in the previous article that the FDA approved crickets being used in food. They have to be clean and whatever. Now, with over 370 billion individual slaughtered crickets, they call it slaughtered, annually, insect welfare is of growing interest to consumers. So it's of growing interest to consumers who are considering incorporating insect protein into their diets, as well as to many producers. However, no studies have considered the welfare concerns of farmed crickets under current industry conditions. There was another article I didn't include in our slides here from May 2026 saying that actually scientists have discovered that crickets may feel pain. Using an established model for assessing farmed insect welfare, we assess potential welfare concerns for the three most farmed cricket species. So they mention a list of concerns and then end by saying, from our assessment of these factors, we make recommendations for improving cricket welfare now, so then we can kill them. And as the industry continues to grow, we'll identify research directions that will improve our understanding of cricket welfare. These people are just, and yeah, let's do one more because I couldn't, they were just so much of this. Is protein powder made from mealworms? The truth. So on a blog called Science Insights, they confirm that yes, protein powder is made from mealworms as a commercially available product. It comes from yellow mealworm larvae before they turn into beetles. They're dried and ground into a fine, fine powder. It packs roughly 48 grams of protein per 100 grams. That's 3.5 ounces. Putting it in the same range as many whey and casein concentrates. The European Union formally authorized mealworm powder as a novel food, with the most recent approval issued January 2025. The article talked about how the powder's made, but they didn't get to the point of talking about the welfare of the larvae. They talked about the low carbon footprint. Actually, a larvae have no feet. So several U.S. companies sell mealworm-based protein products online and in specialty stores. The market remains niche compared to whey, pea, or soy protein, but it's growing steadily as sustainability concerns drive consumer interest. And then more about, I think, the last article in this series, the reality of insect-based supplements is protein powder made from worms. So again, yeah, this is the last article. This is a manufacturing website about how they process mealworms. They've gone for miles and miles, but the main focus is climate. They assure us that the cultural taboo surrounding insect consumption is eroding as global food security becomes a localized concern. It isn't just a niche trend. Industry observations indicate that the edible insect sector is projected to reach a valuation of $9.6 billion by 2030. This shift is driven by a necessity for efficient caloric conversion. In a realistic scenario, a fitness enthusiast might switch to insect protein to avoid the bloating often associated with dairy heavy whey. My God. So anyway, this sustainability concern is it's crap. I know enough about farming here in Maui to say that this sustainability concern, it's crazy, because if the proper funding were put in place, we could increase production of our own food supply like 10,000%. Right now, Maui still gets about 90% of our food from mainland. That's why I've put so much effort into Ocoa Farms. You all have to get involved in some way with your local farmers, or you'll be eating crickets and mealworms. Okay, Jenny, what do you say?
I agree completely, Carolyn. It's interesting how propaganda and different trends then drive consumer markets. And then it takes a while. My husband always says the pendulum swings out and then it has to swing back down, because these extreme positions are not sustainable. Mm-hmm. You know, and apparently, they're already using crickets in animal byproducts and stuff like that for animal feed, mm-hmm. and, for pet food. So you have to really watch your pet food labels. Mm-hmm. I make my own pet food at home because I don't trust anything that's out there. If it's been packaged and processed, you really don't even know what's in it. So, mm-hmm. but it's all part of this whole ramming down the throat of all the propaganda, I think. And I agree with you completely. This is important information to point out mm-hmm. to our viewers and to consumers so that they become aware about what is being engineered for them at these really large global levels, like UNESCO and the CDC and all these other things, as they scramble to get sources of, protein, it's ridiculous, but people are very unaware that these things are all being engineered for their benefit, Yeah. So I'm glad you're pointing these out. This is very good public health information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the last article we'll be able to get to today, behind America's growing food freedom movement. Now, okay, what gets me about the food freedom movement, there's a lot going on. As I said, we don't have the funding for our organic farm here. I put funding in, and that's the only reason we've kept going. But there, nobody's looking at how important our food is, how it's not being supported. And the food freedom movement, if you read this article, it's a long one. It goes on and on and on. It's from the Epoch Times. It's more like kind of the hippie revolution, where they went back to the land and did their farming. But now there's so much regulation on farming that these folks are saying that they're being regulated away from growing their own food and selling it to their neighbors. They have whatever. I mean, we had to go through serious bureaucracy to get certified organically. And these folks, I guess they're running up against all the regulations. So their food emancipation proclamation is trying to get wording from the government that consenting adults will be allowed to buy and sell homemade and farmstead food directly without the costly commercial infrastructure and cumbersome government regulation currently in place. So these folks are trying to feed themselves, basically. And we're also in a timing where the average American farmer is now around 60 years old. And what's going to happen when they stop farming? Younger people are not taking over. It's not lucrative. It's hard work. You have to love it. You have to want to do it. That's why my charity, one of our projects is to bring school children to the farm and give them farm tours and get them excited about farming. So it really is important for everybody to think about getting into relationships with local farmers, go to your farm stores, farmers markets. In our store here in Wailea, I ask people, how did you find us? They, oh, I looked up organic farm or farmers markets or whatever, and you come up, and so, that's awesome. So people are finding us, and people, people that have farms on mainland, they want to have relationships with the locals. Ginny's husband, Greg, has turned his backyard and the neighbor's backyard into a mini farm. So it just seems to be in the air that we have to be responsible for what we eat. We have to be responsible for taking our formulas and how we feel, spreading the word about the formulas, about good food, because, wow, when you look at eating crickets and mealworms and just, it's craziness. Death by modern medicine. I didn't get into the artificial food, but that's another leap away from us getting food into our cells that the cells will accept. It's just that simple. Death by Modern Medicine is there on the book list. It's, what is it? The second from your left. Okay, Ginny, we are winding down. We've got a few extra minutes. Are there any questions? I never stop for questions.
A lot of people were just trying to get on board, and when they finally did, YouTube calmed down. Many comments on the show as far as just commenting about this food situation in the food industry and what's happening with the way people are being conditioned to even accept or think these things are reasonable. Yeah. And I think that it's also interesting, Carolyn, and maybe you could talk about it for a few minutes, is just this idea of like right-handed and left-handed molecules. And I think it's important to address what the body can actually use.
Right, right. Yes, years ago, I started hearing about synthetic B vitamins are impossible for the body to absorb because they have a different configuration. If you look at right hand, as Ginny said, right and left-handed, you have a rotational spin that molecules have. And a natural, supposedly, and it's so hard to even find this information anymore. Supposedly, a natural B vitamin will rotate this way and a synthetic will rotate that way. Well, if you have a receptor site that, you know, wants to put in my ear is the receptor site and this is the natural one. If you bring the unnatural one over here, it's going to try to get in on the long side because it's a different rotation. So it's a matter of how these synthetics try to break into your system. So it makes me think of several things. Candace Pert said that the way the endorphins in the body are and the hormones are being produced synthetically, like this plastics have synthetic types of hormones. Their configuration is like hormones. And she said they're just attacking the receptor sites till they break through. And then you look at the drug companies, they say, well, you know, our drugs aren't getting absorbed through into the cells. We'll have to break through by adding fluoride molecules to the drug. And that'll break down. So it's a constant trying to break the cell membranes in order to, you know, treat with a drug or even a synthetic. So it's all this mangling of the body. And it's no wonder that we feel so yucky. And it's going on all the way. Toothpastes have fluoride in them. The different perfumes and air and atomizers. The scent in your car, the hanging little tree, all these chemicals that we're breathing in. And I haven't spent a lot of time talking about that because I really do think when you are taking your essential fatty acids, your omega-3, A, vitamins A and vitamin E, and your vitamin D, they're all fat soluble. They are making healthy cell membranes. They make them strong. Those cells, they'll start being put into collagen protein structures. And if you have enough vitamin C to make collagen, then your structures are strong. If you have magnesium to make the soft tissue scaffolding of your bones, and then the minerals start precipitating into the soft tissue, then you have strong bones. So you have to start with those building blocks. And if you don't, if along the way, oh, I don't have enough vitamin C, I'm taking a drug that's giving me fluoride now, and that fluoride is binding to the magnesium, and now I'm magnesium deficient. Oh, now I have a tendon rupture. It's all explainable if you understand the building blocks. If not, you're just, you know, you're just bouncing around like a tennis ball because there's too much information out there. And it's you know, so much of it is commercialized and clickbaited that you don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Thank you for explaining that to everybody. I think that's important because synthetic food is really not what the body is designed for. And that's why you have to really, even if you just go to Lowe's or your local garden store and get a tomato plant and put it on your porch, water it, you know, start there and eat your own food and get used to the taste of real food in your mouth too, because it tastes totally different than what you get from the store. And when you start to develop a palate for it, then you'll realize that you're kind of being ripped off at the store. And then you're going to get more invested in it. It's not something that happens overnight, but it is something that's well worth the effort and the investment because you're worthy of being able to eat the food that your body was designed to digest and to use at a cellular level for your vitality and your well-being. Mm-hmm. So very important. Yeah. All righty. Well, look, we did it again.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And I appreciate the miracle. Thank you, Ginny.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You guys, we're going to say goodbye. Just remember Dr. Carolyn Dean's website, drcd.com, drcarolyndean.com. All kinds of good stuff there for you and more coming on a regular basis. We're getting ready to publish the white paper from Dr. Dean's Maui Reset Study. There's so many good things. She's editing pages and we're putting stuff up. Savvy's getting ready to load up your vitamin C book. It should be up this week, you guys, so you'll be able to download it off the website. So another great resource for you, rnareset.com is where you're going to go to get all your formulas. Remember, if you're taking some and you're not taking enough, you'll want to take enough. So be sure to pay attention to the dosing on the label and get your numbers right so you can enjoy the benefit of the way they're designed to be consumed. PicoPets.com is where we want to help take care of your furry friend family and allow you to have the benefit of that. Bone Synergy C is the newest formula to come out. It is a chondroitin and MSM with, let's all say it, vitamin C. Vitamin C, of course, Dr. Dean's next signature to magnesium, and vitamin C is the ultimate coupling. And then, of course, Paragenius Foundation is Dr. Dean's information about her farm project, which she's talked about a lot. You can go there, visit, learn lots. And we'll continue to promote that here on the website. It's very important for everybody. But you understand the principle. Generational farming has to be sustained by the next generation. And we've got to make it available to young people. So that's part of our mission too. So is that it, Carolyn? Anything else?
We jumped through a slide where you can gift the formulas, I think. And
oh, okay. Yeah, we do. We have that gift.
Yeah, I want you to explain how people, when they refer friends, can... I don't understand how the affiliate...
Okay.
Tell us.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is that back in the day, we used to have simple things. And now, you know, as the internet gets more complicated, what we have to do is go to more sophisticated programs to be able to protect your income because of things like clickbait and all these other things and cookies and just privacy and so many different obstacles to a person actually becoming a lifelong customer. So let's say you order the Maui Reset bundle for yourself and you start doing it and your husband's like, what are you doing? Aren't you going to get me one? And then you want to put your husband on. Well, you can create a different profile for your husband and you can get a commission from him buying the products. And then you can put your mother-in-law on. And then you can put your son on. Well, okay, as they do that, they become your lifelong customer, not ours. They're your lifelong customer. And how do we prevent that customer from being taken away from you by something else? We have to have sophisticated systems. So that's all. But you know what? If you're interested in that, call customer service. The number's right here on the Cryon, 888-577-3703. And they'll get you all signed up in our sophisticated system, which is easy, but you know, it's complicated.
Yeah. Well, I know the complications are so amazing.
It's just layers and layers and layers of AI, 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 AI. Yeah, it's just a lot. Okay, but we're here to sort it all out for you. So yes, please make it a gift, share it. It's so important. And you guys, the more expensive everything gets, the more you're going to see peptides, biologics, blossos, stem cell, blobby blobbies, special trips to Mexico. You're just going to want to get on Dr. Dean's program and be done with it. Be done with it and live your life.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for another wonderful. I've really enjoyed in terms of total biology and germ new medicine, when you have conflict and you can't talk about it, you create problems. When you hate someone and you throw anger at them, you're just hurting yourself. Being angry at someone is like me taking poison and expecting the other guy to die. So this hour every week is my way of dumping my conflict. And so I don't hold on to it. I just, you know, I express myself. I got it out of my system. It isn't rolling around like a gramophone. So just think about that with problems and conflicts you have. Get them out of your system. And Julie has reminded me that a practitioner that I used to refer to up in Toronto, Ilzadora Laker, she's a German New Medicine practitioner. And she's built up a website. She has supposedly free group consultations for German New Medicine. So I'm starting to refer people to her. And she probably still does telephone consultations. So if maybe in the notes of the show, we could get Ilzadora Laker's website up.
Yep, we have it and the code to go in and do her special thing. That's in customer service. So I'm sure we can share that. Yeah. Okay. Very good, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We're glad YouTube finally cooperated. X, everybody, love you.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.